An Israeli war cabinet member, Benny Gantz, and rival to Israel's prime minister, is calling on Benjamin Netanyahu to approve a post-war plan by June 8th or he will resign. It comes as Israeli military have recovered the bodies of four hostages in Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calling the news, quote, heartbreaking, and saying, we will return all our hostages, both the living and the dead. Netanyahu also visiting troops near Rafah earlier this week for the first time since the start of the war, as the IDF doubles down on its operations there. This as the first shipments of desperately needed humanitarian aid rolls into Gaza from the newly built U.S. floating pier.
Another round of severe storms moving across Gulf states and south today. Cleanup continues in southeast Texas after volatile storms. And in Baltimore, all eyes on the Preakness Stakes. Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, racing in the second leg of the Triple Crown Series. This is ABC News. Officials at the University of Pennsylvania say 19 protesters were arrested Friday night after pro-Palestinian demonstrators tried to occupy one of the halls on campus. ABC's Brianna Smith is on Penn's campus.
And this all started when protesters said they began occupying Fisher Bennett Hall. The protesters say they decided to take over the hall because Penn administrators failed to meet their demands and refused to negotiate in good faith. Administrators said in a statement, Penn police, with support of Philadelphia police, escorted the demonstrators out, secured the building, and took several individuals into custody.
If you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend holiday, it's going to be busy, whether driving or flying. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more on the madness.
The TSA bracing for a record-setting travel season. The agency predicting a 15% increase in summer travelers, with some days expected to top 3 million people at America's airports.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight features scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low of 50. Southwest to northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny early, then increasing clouds. A slight chance of showers late in the day and a high of 78. Monday, mostly cloudy, showers and isolated thunderstorms. More than a half inch of rain possible on Monday and a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it is 86 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. As the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to hundreds of thousands after deadly storms left at least seven people dead, it will do so amid a smog warning and rising Texas heat. The National Weather Service in Houston warned people to know the symptoms of heat exhaustion as they begin to clean up. Temperatures have been above normal across the country, including here in Richland Center, a very summer-like day and a high of 87, which was not a record high for this date. Spring in Wisconsin is one of the peak times for getting a sunburn, so you'll want to be weather ready by slathering on the sunscreen. Here's what is happening. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This occurs throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. The sun is then at its highest angle, which means the strongest UV rays could cause your skin to burn. But being caught off guard in the spring sun strikes a lot of us, so protect yourself and your skin. On Wednesday afternoon, approximately 3:15, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a crash involving a vehicle and farm machinery on Highway 151 near mile marker 1. The investigation revealed that Hario Andre Aguirre, age 41, of Hanover, Illinois, was northbound on U.S. Highway 151. At the same time, Jackson Gable, age 19, of Dubuque, Iowa, was also northbound on Highway 151 in an International Harvester tractor hauling a manure manure spreader. Andre DeGuire approached the tractor and spreader from the rear, failing to see it. Andre DeGuire collided with the rear of the spreader, causing it to enter his Jeep through the windshield, causing catastrophic damage to the Jeep and injury to Andre DeGuire. Gabriel was uninjured in the crash, and the spreader received minor damage. Andre DeGuire was transported from the scene by EMS. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Wisconsin State Patrol, Dubuque Police Department, Dickeyville EMS, Hazel Green EMS, Jamestown Fire Department, and Jamestown First Responders. The crash remains under investigation. A person reported losing his cell phone and wallet to armed robbers on Wednesday night in Madison. Officers were sent to the 2500 block of Shopko Drive around 11:15 Wednesday, and a 19-year-old told them the robbery had taken place about 15 minutes earlier. Police spokesperson Stephanie Fryer said in a statement, the victim said two robbers with masks fled on foot after stealing his cell phone and wallet. Chief Sean Barnes said in his blog, no arrests have been made, and the investigation is ongoing. The 2024 Muscadet Mushroom Festival continues this weekend in Muscadet. Tonight's events include the Muscadet Volunteer Fire Department Steak Feed, which is going on now until gone, the Thunder Showers Bounce House until 7, fireworks along the Wisconsin River starting at dusk, and the softball tournament continues. Also tonight, the Muscadet Police Department is sponsoring a safe ride shuttle service operated by Thunder Showers from now until 2:30 a.m., for a ride, text 608-485-1083. Tomorrow's festival concludes with a non-denominational cowboy church service featuring Monty Berger, which will be held at the Presbyterian Church at 9:30. At the J.C. Ballpark, there will be a softball tournament at 9 and a cornhole tournament with registration starting at 11. Bags will fly at noon. The 2024 Muscadet Mushroom Festival continues tonight and tomorrow in Muscadet. The Richland Center High School choirs will perform their spring concert tonight. That starts at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Going on tomorrow, the Ithaca Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Pat Crook will be held from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. There will also be a bake sale and a silent auction as well. Going on tomorrow, the Richland Center High School Class of 2024 will have baccalaureate. That's Sunday night at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. Seniors Clara Shannon, Thomas Honer, Allison Umbihan, and Gage Perkins will be the speakers. The main speaker will be Dr. Aaron Zarea, professor of history at UW-Platteville. The community is invited to attend. Someone's plans to harvest dozens of apparent marijuana plants grown on the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds have gone up in smoke. WMTV reported Thursday that the plants sprouted in a tulip garden outside the Capitol building. Tatiana Warwick, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Administration, said on Friday that workers had removed the plants, but that her agency couldn't determine if they were marijuana or hemp. Both are forms of cannabis, but only marijuana has the compound that gets people high. She didn't know how they might have ended up there. University of Wisconsin-Madison botanist Shelby Ellison, who examined the plants before they were removed, said there were too many to have grown there accidentally. Also in the news today, smoking leads to a mattress fire. One person was injured putting out the mattress fire on the southwest side of the city of Madison on Wednesday. Firefighters were sent to the 6200 block of Hammersley Road and were told on the way that the fire was already out. An occupant who was injured in the fire was taken by ambulance to the hospital. Firefighters removed the mattress from the building, and the fire was caused as a result of smoking materials. WRCO News Time is 9 minutes after 5. Seniors of Ithaca High School, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Here are today's vital statistics. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the service time at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsborough, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 until 8, with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsborough. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd, Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsborough. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held on Saturday, May 25th at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church Friday, May 24th from 5 until 7. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going this evening? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's some strong thunderstorms rumbling north of our area this evening with a severe thunderstorm watch in effect across portions of central through northern Wisconsin. We'll have just a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm around here this evening with that cool front passing by. Otherwise, pretty nice weather shaping up once again tomorrow. Not quite as warm, but temperatures still above normal. We do expect some periods of rain from tomorrow night all the way through Tuesday night. Some of that could be locally heavy, a couple inches not out of the question over the period, as a weather system slowly churns across the Midwest with plenty of moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. Behind that system, things will cool down noticeably as we head into Wednesday and early Thursday. Here's your forecast now for tonight. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, decreasing clouds late tonight. Temperature pretty warm in the evening in the 70s and 60s, falling down to 50 later on. Tomorrow, sunny early, then increasing clouds. A slight chance of a shower late in the day with a high of 78. Wind southeast between 5 and 8. Sunday night cloudy with showers and isolated thunderstorms. Low temperature 59. On Monday, mostly cloudy, showers and spotty thunderstorms. More than a half inch of rain is possible. High near 77. As we head into Tuesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Several rounds of showers and thunderstorms still likely. We could see more than an inch of additional rainfall in some areas. Low at 60 with a high of 78. Wednesday is looking mostly cloudy and windy with some off and on light showers. Low near 52 with a high of 67. Thursday partly cloudy, not as windy. Low in the mid-40s, high near 72. And Friday partly cloudy with a small chance of showers, high 74. A higher chance of rain coming in next Friday night into Saturday. Have yourself a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 86 with hazy sunshine. Yesterday's high was 81 and the low 52. In case you were thinking maybe we were at a record level today, well, the record goes back to the year of 1972. It was 94 degrees that day. The record low, 32, was established in 2002. Last year's high was 76 and the low, 42. Sunset will occur at 8:22 this evening, while sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:34. Southwest winds are at 5 to 8, barometer at 2972. No precipitation today. We have hazy sunshine, and we're down one from the daytime high. It is 86 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Congratulations to the seniors of River Valley High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done. Congratulations from the People's Community Bank, PB Cleanup, Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pinzola Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in zone.
And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Today in non-conference high school baseball, Ithaca defeated River Valley 5-0. The Bulldogs with a one-hitter thrown today, combination of Sammy Clary, who went the first five innings, and Micah Salisbury, who worked two. Matt Kepler and Wes Nelson, along with Cole Brownlee, were all 2-for-3 on the day as the Bulldogs claimed the victory. Their next action is coming up on Monday when they are slated to host DeSoto in a conference game. Elsewhere today, Aquinas over Pacelli, 9-0 in baseball, and the baseball pairings are out for a few of the divisions for the tournament, which starts on Thursday. In Division 2, Richland Center will travel to Portage. The Hornets are a 12th seed. River Valley, a 10th seed, plays at number 7 seed Platteville as well in D2. In Division 3 games, Fenimore will host Luther. Prairie du Chien will host Melrose Mindoro. Boscobel will be at Westby. Westfield at Darlington, Lancaster at Mineral Point, and Dodgeville at Cuba City. And in Division 4, Ithaca has a first-round bye, as does Royal. They are the top two seeds in the half-sectional. The Bulldogs will face the winner of number 9 Hillsboro or number 8 Cashton. Weston will be hosting Kickapoo in the first round, and Oneewak Center will be at DeSoto. North Crawford at Seneca. New Lisbon will be doing battle against Waseca Steuben, and Lafarge Youth Initiative is taking on Brookwood as well. Among the games coming up in high school baseball for the upcoming weekend, the Riverdale Chieftains, also in Division 4 action, will have a first-round bye. We'll be taking on the winner of Southwestern at Iowa Grant, which happens on Thursday. The Chieftains will play the following Tuesday night, which will be May 28th. The Hornets soccer team had a conference match at Prairie du Chien on Friday night and fell 5-0. Again, the Hornets had some chances offensively in this game, but couldn't finish them. As the regular season winds down, Coach Shawnee Fink saying the Hornets have improved and looking for the ultimate goal for the team. Two more games next week, and then the WIAA soccer regionals start the following week. Hometown and baseball gets underway with area games. They include Cross Plains at Reedsburg tomorrow and Dodgeville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Argyle will be at Arena. Arena is managed by longtime manager Nick Jennings, who talked to me this weekend about how it's been going for Arena so far as they start the year.
We picked up a couple new players this year. Alan Sperling is not going to be with us this year. That kind of hurts us. He was our first baseman last year. We came off a sad but good first-round playoff game loss to Verona last year. Went right down to the wire. So we came in this year optimistic. There's a couple players that are going to be hitting us for us this year that we had on a regular basis last year. But we should be sound with our pitching being our strength. And hopefully our hitting will come around a little bit better this year.
You play Arena to open up the Sunday league season, and that's got to be exciting to have a home game right away here in Arena Sunday, Nick.
Yes, yeah. Argyle comes into town. They were competitive against us last year. It took 10 innings, and we were able to nip them right at the end down there. So we got to be ready for them. We can't take anybody lightly in this league.
First weekend of home talent baseball. That's Nick Jennings, and Argyle plays in Arena. That is coming up tomorrow at 1. In Major League Baseball today, the Yankees got the win against the White Sox 6-1, and the Cubs edged the Pirates 1-0. Jake Meyers hit a 2-run home run, and Jeremy Pena's 3-run shot in the 5th gave the Astros a 5-4 victory over the Brewers in a back-and-forth game last night. The Brewers will try to take Game 2 of the 3-game series when they face the Astros tonight. First pitch at Houston will be at 6:10. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450. Pre-game starts at 5:35. Twins outfielder Byron Buxton returned from the injured list and was back in Minnesota's lineup, batting 5th after being sidelined the past 2 weeks with inflammation in his right knee. Buxton missed Minnesota's past 14 games. Brianna Stewart scored 24 to lead a balanced New York offense as the Liberty beat Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever 91-80 in front of a sellout crowd. It was the second consecutive meeting between the teams, who finished off a home-and-home set. Indiana lost on Thursday by 36, but was more competitive thanks to a strong effort by Clark. She finished with 22 points. It was the most in her young pro career. Indiana Fever rookie Caitlin Clark helped bring in record ticket revenue for the New York Liberty in their first game in the Big Apple. The Liberty had more than $2 million in ticket revenue for the game. Elsewhere, the spring transfer portal window is closed in college football, and several teams made huge upgrades. Mississippi coach Lane Kiffin has built a contender for the past year of the 12-team college football playoff. Miami went hard to boost its chances in year 3. Ohio State's portal class was high in quality. Oregon added another experienced quarterback as well. And at Colorado, coach Deion Sanders is reloading again with a host of new arrivals. Rain was falling today at the race course hours before Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan is going for back-to-back Triple Crown victories when he takes on seven other horses. It would be the first to win both races since Justify in 2018 if he can do that trick today. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Coming up, Retro Saturday continues. Some headlines from the 70s and 80s on the Backtracking Show. That'll be coming up next. Sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or a hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtracking Show on WRCO. We're going to be taking you back to the 70s and 80s for some music makers and shakers and headlines from this weekend in pop culture. Phil Nee with you as we continue our Retro Saturdays and our pregame show for Those Were the Days. Number one music from this weekend in 1981 kicks it off. It was one of the fastest rising songs all the way to number one this week for Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. She knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand on the side. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Going back in time from this date back to 1971, Randy Bachman was leaving the Guess Who. He was a part of the Cummings and Bachman songwriting team that helped write some great songs for the Guess Who. But he went on his own and joined a group called Brave Belt, which later evolved into a better-known group, Bachman Turner Overdrive, on the Backtracking Show.
We'll be right back.
The Backtracking Show on WRCO this weekend in 1982, hitting its peak at number 5. Hey! Tommy Two Tone and Jenny, 867-5309. The Backtracking Show on WRCO, that was a favorite trick in 82 to call somebody, just kind of a random call, and then say, is Jenny there? 867-5309 from the Backtracking Show. We're having a good time. Hope you are as well. Backtracking leading up to another edition of Those Were the Days tonight on Saturday night. We have movie music for you next in line, a song that ranged all the way to number one this weekend back in the year of 1975 for a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the Way of the World.
Hearts of fire.
Fire in the midst of 3 weeks at number one in 1975 on the Backtracking Show from FM 100.9.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Get ready to sizzle with WRCO. We're celebrating Beef Month in style with a fantastic giveaway. Thanks to Walsh's Ace Hardware and Richland Locker, you could win a charcoal grill, a meat bundle, and 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the June 2nd game. Starting May 20th, listen for the sound of our beef cow sizzle on WRCO. When you hear sizzle, be the fifth caller to get entered for your chance to win. Don't miss out on this sizzling opportunity. Your chance to qualify begins May 20th. Tune in on May 28th during the 7 a.m. hour to see if you're the lucky winner. From WRCO, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Richland Locker.
13 away from 6 o'clock, we're going to be looking at overnight lows of 50 with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and maybe a little bit early tomorrow morning, otherwise a slight chance light in the day tomorrow. It looks like Monday and Tuesday we could see a little bit more, some isolated showers on Monday, and Tuesday some rain that could be heavy at times. We could use the rain, though, I must say, at least in my garden in Sextonville. We're at 86 degrees right now at WRCO. More backtracking coming up.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Hello there, friends. We're backtracking once again on WRCO Radio. Always a fun time. Let's go back now to 1980. And Paul and Linda McCartney were doing a guest host duty on Saturday Night Live. In fact, they performed a song that was on the charts at that time. The live version of Coming Up, which would go all the way to number one in 1980.
Coming on like a flower.
Paul McCartney and Wings coming up live at Glasgow in 1979. That became a hit in the spring of 1980, and Paul and Linda were on Saturday Night Live. And that supposedly is one of the songs that kind of brought John Lennon out of retirement. He had been somewhat critical of Paul McCartney's solo work. They exchanged barbs back and forth through the years. But Lennon was really optimistic after he heard that song. Thought it was one of Paul's better songs and kind of inspired Lennon to get out of retirement from music and get back in and recorded an album called Starting Over later that year in 1980. Thank you for joining us on the Backtrackin' Show. It's just the beginning. Lots of reminiscing all night long here on the radio, FM 100.9. We're going to take it toward the end of the Backtrackin' Show with a forgotten track, which was released during the spring of 1979, Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I picked up the paper this morning and read all the daily blues. The world is one big tragedy. I wonder what I can do about all the pain and injustice, about all of the sorrow.
Section on WRCO's Backtrackin' Show. This is Phil Nee, and thank you for joining us. We'll be back your way with Those Were the Days coming up in just a little bit. The best of the 70s and 80s on the Backtrackin' Show each Saturday at 5:30 right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Hey, seniors of Richland Center High School, it's time to celebrate. Congratulations on reaching this important milestone. Great job on your journey from the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and WCCU Credit Union.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Forecast calls for scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, decreasingly cloudy overnight, and a low of 50. Southwest to northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny early, then increasing clouds, a slight chance of showers late in the day, and a high of 78. Sunday night, cloudy, showers and isolated thunderstorms, and a low of 59. Monday, mostly cloudy, showers and isolated thunderstorms, more than a half inch of rain possible Monday, and a high of 77. In Richland Center, we have a southeast wind.